Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M. It's Moffy with you this morning. Tops around 29, 30 degrees on the coast, and we might get some showers later on today. Well, there was an election over the weekend. You may have caught up with that. We do have a new Premier-elect, Chris Minns. Our local member remains the same, though, Gurmesh Singh, and he joins us this morning. Gurmesh, g'day.
Good morning again, Moffy.
Firstly, congratulations on the win on the weekend.
Yeah, thanks, mate. And, yeah, certainly it feels like a lifetime ago already. But, yeah, Saturday was a really big day, and it was great to celebrate with our volunteers and family and friends.
Talk us through the campaign. What was it like?
Look, campaigns are never easy. Elections are never easy. You can't take anything for granted. So, basically, it was game on from nearly New Year's. We knew that we would have a whole bunch of people opposing here, and like last time, you know, running together in some respects. And but you know, that didn't change what we did in terms of our official campaign. We just kept things positive and a positive vision for Coffs Harbour. I think that's what people voted for on the weekend.
Now, obviously, a new government under Labor now, Chris Minns, will be the new Premier, which does mean that, obviously, for you, you go into opposition. It's going to make it a lot tougher.
Look, I think it'll make it a lot tougher for all of regional New South Wales. You know, the Labor government didn't commit to things like the Stronger Country Communities Fund. We're yet to see what they'll do with things like the Regional Growth Fund and all of those big buckets of money that help drive our local infrastructure. So it's interesting to see what will happen there. And I sincerely hope that Labor, you know, make sure that they govern for all of New South Wales and especially regional New South Wales and not just Western Sydney.
And talk about the big buckets of money. There was a lot of money that was thrown into our electorate here. Just about every day you're out at some different place with money. Where does that go now? Are we going to see that dry up? Or
look, except for our two major election commitments, everything else was stuff that's already happened. That's what we were making announcements of funds that have already been allocated. They're all fine. They're good to go. But what we'll need to work on with the Labor government is making sure that they allow that film studio to go ahead. And I can't see why they would not. And the second one is to ensure that Adel House can build its women's only facility. I mean, that's something that's really required in this area. And I'll be, I've already started conversations over the weekend with the Labor Party about funding those two things.
When it comes to with Pacific Bay, with that amenity wall, I know when I reached out to Chris Minns' office and they said, look, at this point in time, we can't commit to anything because we need to see all the reports and things once we get in. You know, at what point do you start to, I guess, knock on doors and fight for that to happen?
Look, mate, the knocking on doors will happen immediately. And like I said, I've already reached out yesterday to some cabinet or some incoming cabinet members just to ensure that they're going to be doing the right thing for us in regional New South Wales. So, look, that's an ongoing process. It's something that opposition has to do. And, look, at the end of the day, you know, I'll fight just as hard as I fought over the last 4 years. It being in opposition just changes the nature of the fight.
What happens now with the jetty project, Gurmesh?
Look, that's a really interesting question because when we look at the election result here locally, certainly the people of Coffs Harbour have backed in our vision for what we wanted to do there. And, you know, I don't know why any government would want to now turn their back on, you know, what the people of Coffs Harbour have said.
I mean, will you be going to them and saying, look, this is what we should be doing, or is it, how does that work?
Yeah, I'll be pushing for them to continue this project and continue it in the same speed that it's been. You know, we don't want to see any delays. We want to see this project well underway before the bypass is complete.
You still stand by the residential or still just get the thing done?
Look, it's about getting the thing done. And I think, you know, often we would hear some criticisms of the survey that were levelled at us saying, oh, well, there's only one poll that counts and that's happening in March. And it's run and done now. So, you know, the people have spoken and they have said that they are happy with the vision that I have put forward for Coffs Harbour.
For New South Wales as a whole, obviously now that you have lost government, unfortunately for you, where do you think that the Libs and Nats went wrong? Where do you think the downfall was?
Oh, mate, there's going to be a lot of soul-searching on that question probably over the next couple of months. Look, the Nats will hold, I believe we'll hold all of our seats with only one with a question mark over it, and that's too tight to call at the moment. And look, the Libs have lost a number of seats, or there's a number of them yet still too close to call. You know, most of our candidates were out in the field, you know, at least 6 months ago, you know, and I think that's one area where our coalition counterparts could probably do a little bit better, but that is a matter for them. But that's, you know, some of the lessons that they, you know, perhaps should have learnt out of the last federal election as well. And, you know, it's something that we're really cognizant of when we're, you know, running candidates, that you need to be out in the community early. And that's something, you know, we pick good community members. And, you know, also just want to congratulate too, Richard Williamson up in Clarence, Michael Kemp in Oxley, and Tanya Thompson down in Mile Lakes. Three new MPs here on the Mid-North Coast who, you know, have been out in the field campaigning hard for the last, you know, at least 6 months. And, you know, they ran really good campaigns. And I think one or two of them might have even increased the margins based on their predecessors as well. So a really good result for them.
Now, Dominic Perrottet said that he's going to be stepping down as the leader of the Libs. Have you spoken to Paul Toole? Do you know, will he remain the leader of the Nats, or is that something that hasn't sort of, that question hasn't come up yet?
Look, I've spoken to him, but the question hasn't really come up. But, you know, like I said before, we've retained all but one of our seats, and even that one looks like we'll end up retaining it. So, no, we've done pretty well. The National Party's done pretty well in all of their seats, and it's because we're community champions. We're for our communities first and our party second.
Well, you've going into your second term now, Girmesh. Look forward to your commitment over the next 4 years, and thanks for chatting this morning.
No worries, Moffy, and I look forward to chatting to you again soon.
Girmesh Singh, the local member for Coffs Harbour on Triple M this morning. We've got a news update next.